I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department on Wednesday called for calm in the Middle East, with the U.S. officials pressing Israel, Iran, and others to avoid escalating the conflict. Their calls come as the U.S. moves more troops to the region. The U.S. has threatened retaliation if American forces are attacked.
The message that we are impressing upon everyone in the region is that no party should take any steps to escalate this conflict.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, who also commented on Yahya Sinwar, whose appointment as the top leader of Hamas formalizes a role he assumed in the early hours of October 7th, when the surprise attack into Israel that helped he mastermind ushered in the bloodiest chapter of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Sinwar is a brutal terrorist with blood on his hands, including the blood of American citizens, and not just American citizens, but citizens of many countries around the world. So remember, it's not just citizens of Israel that were killed.
But Miller continued to push for a ceasefire deal, which he says remained in its quote-unquote final stages. Sinwar is seen as a hardliner with closer ties to Hamas's armed wing than his predecessor, Ismail Haniyeh, who was killed in an explosion in Iran's capital last month that was widely blamed on Israel and could spark an all-out regional war. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her new running mate, State of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, put his Midwestern credentials to the test on Wednesday with a rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin, telling a boisterous crowd of thousands that Republican rival Donald Trump would threaten their freedoms and their future. Harris and Walz also going after Trump's running mate J.D. Vance. This is VOA News. British police braced ahead of more violent attacks on Wednesday night, with the government pledging swift action to punish anyone stoking disorder. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
British police are gearing up for another night of violence amid concerns far-right groups plan to target as many as 30 locations on Wednesday, following a week of rioting and disorder. Authorities are mobilizing about 6,000 specially trained officers to respond to the unrest. And London's Metropolitan Police Service adds it would do everything in its power to protect the capital. Many UK cities and towns have been racked by violence for the past week, as angry mobs egged on by far-right extremists and influencers have clashed with police and counter-demonstrators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a second health alert on Tuesday to notify clinicians and health departments about a deadly type of the Mpox virus spreading in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The World Health Organization said earlier in the day an emergency committee would be convened to discuss whether the current Mpox outbreak in the DRC represents a public health emergency of international concern. The current Mpox outbreak in Congo has already seen around 27,000 cases and claimed more than 1,100 lives, most of them children, since the beginning of 2023. An Australian man was arrested on Wednesday for the alleged theft of almost $400,000 worth of commemorative coins linked to the popular children's television show Bluey, police said. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
The 47-year-old is accused of stealing 63,000 unreleased limited edition Australian $1 coins from a warehouse in a Sydney suburb in June. Police allege he stole the coins from the back of a truck with the help of two male accomplices. A special police unit named Strike Force Bandit was set up to investigate the crime, with police saying the coins are selling online for 10 times face value. The coins, produced by the Australian Mint, are legal tender, but with one face featuring the canine main character Bluey. One of the most streamed television shows in the United States last year, the Australian animated show targeted at children is widely loved by adults too.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Organizers of three Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna this week called them off on Wednesday after officials announced arrests over an apparent plot to launch an attack on an event in the Vienna area, such as concerts, as part of her Eras tour. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA